Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to do something very jungle, very old school, but still absolutely lethal in modern drum and bass. We're going to stretch a chopped break in Ableton Live 12 so it doesn't just become longer, but becomes a pressure tool. Something gritty, smeared, slightly unstable, and ready to sit in an intro, a build, or right on the edge of a drop. The big idea here is simple. Don't treat the chop like a static sample. Treat it like a performance. You want it to lean into the bar, drag a little, breathe a little, and keep that rave tape energy without falling apart into mush. Start by choosing a break slice with character. A classic amen, a think break, funky drummer, or even a dusty loop pack hit with a bit of room tone and decay works great. What you want is one strong transient plus a tail. That tail matters. In this technique, the tail is what gets stretched into atmosphere. The transient gives it identity. Load the slice into Simpler on a new MIDI track. For this first pass, use classic mode so you can control the start and end points properly. Put the start marker just before the hit, and give it enough end material to stretch through. Usually somewhere around 200 to 600 milliseconds of tail is a really good starting zone. If you chop too tight, the stretch will just sound thin or brittle. If you give it a little more tail, Ableton has something to smear into that old worn-out club texture. Turn warp on, and then choose the mode deliberately. This part matters a lot. If you want the chop to feel smoother and more musical, try Complex Pro. That can be great if the break has tonal room resonance or tom content. If you want it to stay punchier and more broken, use Beats. That one can give you a more granular, chopped edge, which is often perfect for darker jungle pressure. Texture can also be useful if you want something hazy and cinematic, but use it carefully. You're not trying to wash the sound away. You're trying to expose that slightly damaged stretch character. A good way to think about it is this. Complex Pro is the cleaner stretch, Beats is the grittier break, and Texture is the smoky atmosphere version. For old school pressure, a little imperfection is usually your friend. If it sounds too polished, back off a bit. Now, play the chop from MIDI rather than just looping the audio blindly. That's where you start turning it into a phrase. Keep the MIDI simple. This is one of those cases where less really does hit harder. Try one hit on beat one, then another on the end of two, or a half bar hit followed by a shorter response. You want space around the chop so the stretch can breathe. You can also experiment with note length. Longer notes give the warp more time to expose that smear and drag. Shorter notes give you more percussive control. I'd recommend starting with 1/2 bar to 1 bar note lengths, then adjusting by ear until it feels like it's leaning into the groove rather than sitting on top of it. Velocity matters too. Even if you're only using 2 or 3 notes, varying velocity a little can make the phrase feel much more alive. Small nudges of 5 to 15 milliseconds ahead or behind the grid can also help. This is especially important in DNB, because the groove can become too rigid very quickly if every chopped sound is perfectly aligned. At this point, solo the chop and listen carefully. Ask yourself, does it still sound like the original break? Does it still have the body in the middle? Remember, for old school pressure, the magic often lives in the midrange, not just the top. A lot of the vibe is in that 200 Hz to 2 kHz zone where the rasp, body, and room tone all overlap. Now here's where it gets really useful. Resample it. Create a new audio track and record the stretch chop performance into audio. This is one of the best moves you can make in Ableton, because it freezes the warp behavior into a waveform you can actually edit like a break. Once it's printed, zoom in and start cutting it into useful pieces. You might end up with one long-held stretch, one tail-only slice, one transient slice, and maybe even a reverse pickup. That's the kind of workflow that turns a cool idea into a real arrangement tool. Resampling also helps because some of the character only appears once the machine has done its thing, and you commit to audio. That's where the damaged rave memory feeling really starts to show up. Now let's shape the sound with a focused effects chain. Don't overdo it. Keep it tight and intentional. A really solid starting chain is EQ8, Saturator, Drum Bus, Auto Filter, and Utility. With EQ8, start by cleaning up the low end. High pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz if the chop is fighting the kick and sub. If it sounds boxy, make a small cut around 300 to 500 Hz. If there's harshness, dip a bit around 3 to 6 kHz. The goal is not to sterilize the sound. The goal is to make it sit. Then add Saturator. Just a few dB of drive can do a lot here. Keep soft clip on if you want the edge to stay controlled. If you want it rougher, try analog clip. Again, we're not trying to destroy the sample. We're trying to make the stretch feel like it belongs in a rave system that's been abused for years. Drum Bus can add great density. A bit of drive, a little crunch, and maybe a touch of transient emphasis if the chop lost too much attack. Be careful with boom, though, unless you specifically want a huge lower mid swell. Keep that low or off. The chop should have attitude, not muddy up the whole mix. Use auto filter if you want movement. A low pass sweep is brilliant for builds and transitions. You can open it gradually from a few hundred hertz up into the 8 to 12 kilohertz range. Add a little resonance if you want some bite, but stop before it gets whistle heavy. That's usually too much for this kind of texture. Finish with utility to control the image and level. If the chop has low mid content you want to keep solid, collapse it more toward mono. Keep the core of the sound centered. If you want width, do it on the air and decay, not on the punch. Now, if you want a little extra movement, you can put auto pan before saturator at a very slow rate. Something like 1/4 to 1 bar with a low amount can make the tail feel a bit unstable without turning it into a wobble effect. Subtlety wins here. Next, give the stretched chop a proper home by building a second layer underneath it. This is important. The stretched chop should not be doing everything by itself. It's strongest when it sits on top of a grounded break or drum pattern. So make another drum track with a more functional groove. That could be a tight amen edit, a simple kick and snare backbone, or a top loop with less sustain. Keep the layers separate in your mind. The stretched chop is your phrase and atmosphere. The other break layer is your snap and forward motion. Your kick and sub stay clean, mono, and stable. If you're bussing the drums together, a little glue compressor on the drum group can help. Just a dB or two of gain reduction is enough. You're not trying to flatten it. You're just gluing the parts together so the stretch chop feels part of the system. Now comes the arrangement thinking. A stretch chop should evolve. Don't leave it static for 8 bars and expect it to keep the energy alive. Automate it across the section. Open the filter a little into the build. Increase the drive slightly before the drop. Add a bit of space with echo or hybrid reverb on the last hit. Even tiny filter moves can make a loop feel expensive and alive. A really effective arrangement move is to use the chop as a phrase marker. Drop it at the start of every 8 bars, then reduce how often it appears as the tune progresses. That creates identity. People start to recognize the sound as part of the track's character. You can also use the chop in a call and response with the bassline. This is where the whole thing starts sounding advanced. For example, the bass could hit on beat 1 with a short restab, and then stretch chop answers on beat 2 and a half with a long smeared tail. Maybe the sub drops out for half a beat to make room. Maybe the snare stays locked on 2 and 4 to anchor everything. That kind of conversation between chop and bass line is what makes darker DNB feel deliberate instead of crowded. And if your bass line is sitting low and heavy, remember to leave space in the 200 to 600 Hz zone if the chop is thick there. That range is where clashes happen fast. Clean arrangement choices beat heavy processing every time. Here's a very useful advanced variation. Make two versions of the same slice. One version should be tighter and more percussive. The other should be longer and smear heavy. Alternate them every other bar or every second hit. That gives you movement without writing a totally new part. You can also create a pitch drift version after resampling. Duplicate the audio, then transpose one copy by just 1 to 3 semitones up or down. Keep it subtle. Tiny pitch offsets can make the stretch feel like a tape machine that's starting to lose confidence. That's a beautiful kind of grime. If you want to fake a granular feel, duplicate the stretch chop and offset the copy by a few milliseconds. High pass it, low pass it a bit, and maybe add a very short delay. That can create a kind of shimmer and motion without leaving stock Ableton territory. Another strong move is to turn the stretched tail into a stab. Freeze it with a hard gate, short decay reverb, and a little saturation, and suddenly the same source can work as both atmosphere and rhythmic punctuation. That's proper, useful sound design. A couple of important teacher notes before you move on. First, check the chop at 3 speeds, soloed, against drums, and against bass. A stretch can sound huge on its own and then completely disappear once the sub and kick return. Always judge it in context. Second, if the texture feels too clean, don't instantly reach for more distortion. Try a different slice from the same break first. A roomier tail or a less transient heavy hit can often sound more authentic and dirty than simply piling on more FX. Third, if the chop loses its identity, layer in a very quiet, dry click or a thin transient-only copy. That can help the ear lock onto the original break, while the stretched version does the atmospheric work. For darker or heavier DNB, a really effective trick is to resample twice. Stretch once, resample it, then chop the resample and warp the new fragments again. That layer degradation can sound deeply underground without needing to crush everything with distortion. Also, remember that parallel dirt is usually cleaner than full chain destruction. If you want more menace, create a return track with saturator, echo, and reverb. Then send only the tail of the chop into it. Keep the dry hit controlled. That way you get space and grime without turning the whole mix to mud. So, to wrap this up, the workflow is this. Choose a break with character. Stretch a meaningful slice in simpler. Use warp mode intentionally. Play it as a phrase. Resample it. Shape it with a focused effects chain. And then place it in the arrangement where it can answer the drums and bass instead of fighting them.